This month, about 420,000 Iowans on Medicaid are preparing to transition to a new managed care organization when UnitedHealthcare leaves the state on June 30th. This includes nearly 30,000 special Medicaid patients that require long-term services and supports, and their families. Though they make up just 6% of Medicaid recipients, they require a much higher level of specialized care than the general population. As Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports, the upcoming transition has left many of these people feeling anxious.
Urbandale resident Sue Mercereau says it took decades to find a living situation that worked for her 51-year-old son, Chris, who has severe autism. She says Chris has been on Medicaid since he was 9. He's lived in various group homes where he was prone to frequent violent outbursts.
He had padded walls, and they put plexiglass on the window. And there was nothing else in his room because his behaviors nobody understood.
Then, 4 years ago, Mercereau says Chris got a waiver to be placed in community care under the state-managed Medicaid system. She says he's doing much better living in an apartment with healthcare aides.
When he was in a group home, it was happening once an hour. Now that he lives alone and has staff that understand him, he may go a few days without having one at all.
But Mercereau says she's worried it's not going to stay this way. She says under UnitedHealthcare, she struggled to find a provider who can staff and pay for Chris's in-home care. She says now she's having trouble choosing between Amerigroup and Iowa Total Care, the two remaining options.
It's like it's between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'm sorry.
Mercereau's ultimate fear is that Chris could be sent back to a group home under the new MCO when it does its own evaluation of her son's medical needs.
The real issue with most everyone that moves is, what are they going to do to us? What are they going to cut? We all know this. And if we don't, we're blind.
Mercereau's not the only parent with unanswered questions. Akeney resident Rick Durham's 40-year-old son, Ben, is also severely autistic. He's been assigned to start with Iowa Total Care on July 1st. Durham says he struggled to figure out if his son's longtime primary care doctor will be included in its network and who his new case manager will be. Iowa Total Care will be Ben's third MCO in 3 years.
They don't know anything. And they said, we'll let you know, or you can get on our website and you can check every day and see what doctors are or what clinics are on our list, but they don't know anything. They could give me no solid information.
In a statement, Iowa Total Care says it's working closely with providers to join its network. But the first deadline to change MCOs is this week, and the company has just finalized contracts with some of the state's largest healthcare providers. Bill Stumpf of Dubuque says this has left some Iowans, like his 29-year-old son Kyle, without much choice. When Kyle, who has Down syndrome, was reassigned to Iowa Total Care from Amerigroup in March, Stumpf says he immediately switched him back.
Of course, Iowa Total Care was not an option for us because nobody had signed on yet. So why would I pick that, you know?
The Department of Human Services did not respond to requests for an interview. But during a press conference last month, State Medicaid Director Mike Randall said Iowa Total Care was making good progress signing up providers. And he said the agency will be working with recipients to address another concern, keeping their case managers.
So, for example, if the individuals had their case manager for an extended period of time, that case manager now is working for Iowa Total Care or Amerigroup. We are working to ensure that that continuity of care continues as well.
Medicaid recipients have until September to switch MCOs for any reason. But this open choice period has done little to calm parents like Sue Mercereau, who says she spent years trying to navigate the managed care system.
There was a point in time in the middle of this where, I mean, I would be in my office upstairs day and night. I'm 70 years old. I shouldn't have to worry about where my son's going to be if something happens to me.
The first deadline is today to switch MCOs for a July 1st start date. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.